Okay. What was I gonna say?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay.
Wait, okay, so you said you had some things to talk about.
Yeah, I do. And I think I'm gonna bring out the obvious one, and you should know this. I'm having, well, I think not only am I having an identity crisis with this one celebrity, but I think he's also having an identity crisis.
Okay, in what way?
Okay, so Timothy Chalamet. I have seen him, I have not seen him act more normal and more like chilled than I have the last year, ever since he got done with Bob Dylan.
Right.
He has been absolutely chill. I mean, the video you sent me on TikTok of him hanging out a window.
After the Knicks win, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been looking on Instagram and he's like constantly like Knicks in six or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
All this stuff. And I'm like, okay, didn't know you were into basketball all of a sudden.
like you know him personally.
Didn't know you were into basketball. But it's just like, I don't know if like he's having like this crisis, not crisis, but like where he's wanting to just be more normal and not like in the spotlight. I say normal.
I feel like he's always been like more of one of the down to earth.
He has
celebrities,
and it's been even more like on social media recently.
Yeah,
I feel like everyone's starting to realize like, oh, like he's actually this chill guy, and he's not just out here like making movies and running around in Dune.
Because yeah, a lot of people did think that he was kind of like this pretentious, like
yeah,
artsy fartsy movie dude.
And I never got that from him at all. Mm-hmm. Just because like he was always, you know, rapping and stuff as a kid.
Timmy T.
But then like I've just been seeing a lot on social media where he's just doing whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's acting like as if he's not media trained. Like he's just like,
is he? I don't know if he is.
I would assume he is, but it's like at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah, I like Timmy. I like him a lot more recently.
And I have to say, I've turned over a new leaf. I'm not going to go into detail, but I've turned over a new...
She's not going to go into detail. That's crazy.
I don't want to go into detail, but I have turned over a new leaf, and I think him and Kylie together are
good.
Good.
Like, after the basketball game, is that what you were saying?
After the basketball game, I saw her like so happy, and I was like, I am happy for her. No, I did not mean to jump into celeb talk so soon.
It's okay.
But, I mean, that was just something that's been on the top of my mind recently.
Was that the only tea thing that you had?
No, I have multiple things. I have tons of tea things. I have TikTok analysis
okay.
of all the things that
Oh, that you sent me.
Yeah, some of those are actually scary, and some of them I don't even want to talk about.
I'm scared.
No, I mean, it's not, like, scary as in, like, you're going to have night. Well,
some of the things that she sends me are scary and they're all AI generated. The ones that you send me, they're like,
I'm advanced.
POV, you wake up and you're getting eaten by a sea creature. Or like the Italian memes, which I can't.
Tung, 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 tung.
Yeah, those scare me.
Chalaleo, chalala.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Is that the shark?
That. Correct.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
Getting some.
I saw this earlier and I did not know these exist. Transparent phones. Did you know?
What does that mean? Like a piece of glass?
Yes. It's a whole piece of glass, like where it showed a girl and she was like standing like this and someone goes, what is this? And they zoom in and it's literally like clear glass and she's like full on using it. And so then I was like, this
in what country?
I guess the U.S.
I've never heard of this.
So then I obviously had to go to the comments, and it had, like, the search bar, and it was, like, transparent phone. So I was like, of course, I need to know. Mm-hmm. And they're, like, legit. Like, you can only see what's on the screen if you're, like, right in front of it.
That's weird.
The bugs are like, let us in, let us in. Save us. It's hot. It might actually be the birds. Because the birds go to, like, these top windows.
And they run into them?
Yeah, they fall on land.
This is actually really tragic. I hit a bird with my car the other day. This is the second time this has happened, and it's not my fault. They run into me. The first time, you were in my car with our friend Gabby.
Oh, that was so funny.
We were on our way back to work, and a bird swooped in front of us and hit us. The same thing happened. I think this was on Thursday or Friday. The same thing happened. I was driving. It swooped down. My boyfriend thought I missed it. I did not miss it because I look in my rearview mirror and I saw it bounce on the floor. It literally bounced. He literally was like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I think you missed it. And I said, no, bud. Check the rearview mirror. It's dead in the back.
Check the road.
I literally cried. I was like,
what kind was
I'm
it?
I'm 2 for 2. I don't know. It was little. It was little.
Oh.
It wasn't smart.
That happened to me once. I was in the passenger seat. My mom and I were driving, and it was early in the morning, and it was thundering and lightning, okay? Mm-hmm. Rain, flying.
Right.
We're going, and all of a sudden, this owl.
Oh.
Yeah. Swipes across. He gets hung up in our windshield. We had to pull over. And my mom was crying the entire time. And she, like, laid him. And he's like.
That is crazy. No, I've had an owl, like, swoop in front of me. And I missed it. These are, like, adrenaline junkie birds that we have down here.
They're dive bombing.
I don't understand it. I would be scared. If as a bird, I would go nowhere near the road.
I don't think they comprehend road from woods or road from nature. But, I think they think all of it is free roam.
But if I was a bird, I'd be scared of the moving metal monster.
I agree.
But these fools, they don't know what a car is. These fools, like, just are ducking and weaving through the traffic.
If I was a bird, I would have to migrate. I'd have to migrate every season.
Don't they all do that?
Not all. Like, cardinals, I don't think they migrate. Mm-hmm. I think they just chill. But if I was a bird, I'd have to act like a hummingbird. Go up north during the summer, keep it cool. Mexico during the winter.
Tequila shots by the beach. Tanning.
Palm trees. Like, I'm full on with my little beak.
Oh. Your little tongue's like in a daiquiri.
I was in there. Bring me my coconut.
Oh my god.
Well, I couldn't hold
you
it.
You wouldn't be able to hold it.
I'd be like
it.
This. With the wings.
The wings like stuck underneath.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do any of that. But no, I mean, deer are the same. No one else is doing what we're doing right now.
Right.
Living our best bird life. Deer are the same way. Why in the world? Oh. You're in the woods. You have all of that, and then all of a sudden you're like, you hear one twig snap, and then you're gone. But when a car pulls up, you just want to stand there and stare in the headlights.
Well, to be fair, if I was a woodland creature and I, like, somehow managed to get onto the road and I saw two beaming lights, like, coming straight at me, I would be thinking that God was coming to get me.
So you would just stand there?
What would you do? What would you do if you were on your way to work and then two giant orbs started coming towards you? I would be ready to accept my fate.
I'd be blind. Go like this. Help. If you can hear me, help. Save me. Hold on, like.
Oh my god.
Like, imagine you're asleep and an orb just, like, comes over you.
Yeah, I'd think I was about to get abducted.
Or it could be
sleep
paralysis.
So what would you do? Literally, I mean, probably the smart thing to do would be run. But I'm a fight or flight? I'm a freeze.
Oh, so you're the third F.
Flight, flight, freeze. I freeze. I always like to think I'll fight or run, fight or flight, but I just stand there.
Depending on the scenario, I could fight or I could fly.
Well, it's like, in this scenario, it's like you're getting, like, somebody's jumping out at you. So, like, my boyfriend will, like, hide in the bushes and, like, jump out and scare me. The theoretical bushes. It's, like, behind a cabinet or something. And he'll jump out and scare me, and I literally freeze and fall to the ground and scream. Mm.
I have definitely swung on people before. Full on.
Oh, my sister's like that.
Like, full on.
Full on right
hook. Or I'll just be like, ugh! So that would be, I guess, me being scared, or like, running if I could.
But you don't.
Well, I know that if I'm in my house, there's not much places I can run. And mm-hmm. two, I, like, comprehend it's my brother as I'm,
Okay, see, like, that's me too. So, like, I know it's my boyfriend, but then what if it isn't? What if it's the killer? And I'm stuck there on the ground.
I mean, yeah. These are all valid. These are all valid. You're stuck on the ground. You're done. You're done. You are seeing the two bright orbs immediately.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately.
Not to backtrack, but what were we talking about before the bird started hitting the window? Because I
circle back.
Completely forgot where we were.
Transparent phone?
How did we get here?
Is that what it was?
I think, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Transparent phone, that was the last thing I said. Yeah, no, transparent phones, they exist. I don't know how much they are.
Did you send a TikTok about it?
Let me search it.
I don't know if I would like a transparent phone because I feel like I'd lose it constantly. I'm losing the phone that I have now, and it's, like, all black. So if I lose that, then how am I going to lose it? Like, I'm never going to find it.
This is the exact one. We can show this for those listening or watching. It's full on glass.
What?
And how does it not break? Oh, how does it not break? You have no case. You have no...
Is that real?
I would guess. And then I go to... Where's all the things? This is the one I was looking at. No, this
Harris, this is fake. This is fake news.
I don't know what it is. I think
it's a piece of glass that they're editing over. This is crazy.
AI, okay. AI is really tripping me up sometimes.
Tell them about your phone screen dilemma that you had.
What?
When you were trying to find a screensaver, but you couldn't decipher what was AI okay. and what wasn't.
So I sometimes need a little adjusting to my screensavers. I'd had the same picture for probably a century.
Right.
Probably a century.
Right.
And I was like, I need a little adjustment. I don't even know. Oh, yeah. And I didn't even know if I changed it. I couldn't remember. It was originally the beach, okay? Mm-hmm. I then was looking at all the photos I had because I was like, I'd like the photo to be an original take from me.
Right.
And I was looking, nothing was fitting the vibe I wanted. I kind of wanted, like, nature of, like, camping aesthetic.
Mountains,
rivers,
like that.
Something of that nature.
Right.
So I had to hop on to Pinterest, and as I'm looking, when you search on there, it just pops up. It does not say if it's AI. It does not say anything. And so I was having a hard time trying to figure out if these photos were AI of mountains, lake, or if this was legit taken like on a high quality camera.
And you showed me the photos and I couldn't even tell either.
Yes. And prior to me showing her, I said, I'm having a hard time figuring out AI. And she thought I meant like legit.
Like babies walking around dressed as hamburgers.
That I can figure out. Like I can figure that out. I know Italian brain rot is AI. I know like some of the things I see is AI. For instance, this phone being transparent.
You didn't know.
They're pranking me.
That's what it seems like.
They're pulling my leg.
Well, also, okay, I was scrolling Reels the other day,
mm-hmm.
and I came across an AI video of three alligators.
With the raccoons? Oh, I think I sent that to you.
Or you didn't send it to me, but I saw your little profile photo that said it liked it. And I was thinking, does she think this is real? Or does she know it's fake?
No, I knew it was fake, but the alligators looked so real.
They did look real. It did look really real.
I knew them sitting on their backs was not real because it was like raccoon, like what, possum, armadillo maybe? I don't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
Something. I knew that wasn't real because I knew those animals would have been eaten IRL.
Immediately.
Immediately gone.
Well, there have been photos of like an animal on top of a little alligator or whatever. But all three of them swimming together, like
on their back.
Dun dun dun. fake as could be. But I saw that you had liked it, and I said, I'm going to circle back.
No, with this. Knew it was fake, but it was funny. So that's why I like it.
It was cute. Yeah, it was cute.
Something else that I enjoy watching, and I don't even know how to describe these videos. When you're just scrolling and you're so used to hearing like, get ready with me's and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, the most country type of person pops up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's get married in the backyard. Have you seen those?
No.
I was scrolling the other day on Instagram Reels. Mm-hmm. And a guy flies into this basement, and there's a woman sitting in a prom dress in the middle of the floor.
What do you mean flies?
On a skateboard. He's on a skateboard.
He's full skates down.
He comes, it's a basement.
Okay.
And there's a girl in the middle sitting in a chair in a prom dress.
Okay.
It looks like a basement with, like, the wood paneling all around.
Right,
like,
right.
Imagine, like, old church type of vibe.
Okay.
He comes in full suit, throws down a skateboard, starts going around her.
Okay.
He goes around her, and then he stops in front of her, gets down.
Proposes?
They're already married. Lays down on the skateboard and rolls under her dress to get the... What is
to get the garter?
To get the garter, and then comes out and is like, yeah!
And what her facial expression throughout this? Is it excited? Is it scared?
I would have been embarrassed.
I would have been mortified.
First of all, not doing a garter ever. Just because, like...
Yeah, the garter thing is kind of weird.
It's old tradition, I think. Let's just keep it simple. Where's the cake? Where's the punch? But the punch.
The punch bowl.
The punch bowl. But no, she full on, and I... ran to the comments, and the comments, as you can imagine, just ripped them to shreds.
Okay, so TikTok, there's been a shift, because usually people will hop on a TikTok and act like it's Google and, like, you know, do their research on TikTok, I am a victim of. Recently, people have been making TikToks being like, hey guys, like, I'm trying to find a cute bikini that's, like, not skimpy, but, like, I literally can't find anything. And I opened the comments thinking I'm gonna get some helpful girlies, and everybody was just like, Google's a thing, why don't you go into Target?
I saw that.
Da, 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 da. And I was like, oh my god,
it's like literally Walmart.
What happened to camaraderie? Like,
because I was in there trying to look for some options too.
Yeah, me too.
Because I was like, I would like to have some. And so, and then people were like, you know, just literally go anywhere.
Yeah, I was like, no. Okay, rude. What happened to camaraderie?
Some people are for it, some are against it. I'm for it.
For what?
Camaraderie.
Imagine being against camaraderie. That's crazy.
Some people are.
Speaking of camaraderie, speaking of viewing, speaking of things that start with T, I have to talk about the Trolls movie. Because I watched this last night. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
No, because there's a song in there that I absolutely do not want to hear ever.
Which one?
Can't stop the feel. That song is banned from anywhere around me.
If it came on the radio pre-Trolls, I'd skip it.
Well, maybe I need to watch Trolls then.
I was home alone, had nothing to watch, had been on every single streaming app that there was and could not find a single thing. I said, screw it, we're going to good old-fashioned Netflix. The first thing that popped up was the Trolls movie, and I was like, you know what?
Why not?
Why not? I clicked it and I was instantly sucked in. I was in the Trollverse.
Trollverse.
And I loved it. Oh my god, it's so cute. There's like a bunch of like scrapbooking like scenes, I guess. I don't know. It's so cute the way it is. And it's whimsical.
Of course.
There's camaraderie. There's singing and dancing. It's just a good time. And also any movie that like has people overcoming sadness and like overall like people trying to eat them is like the crux of the story.
Eat them.
So yeah, I didn't know about this. Literally, the trolls used to live in a tree.
Okay.
And there's these creatures called the Gurgens, and they're like ogre looking creatures, and they think the only way for them to be happy is to eat a troll,
as in like a meatball, like eat it up like a little
like
snack?
Sometimes they serve them in a taco.
I'm imagining ground beef tacos.
No, it's like literal troll in a tortilla. They don't even cook them. They just like pop them. Well, also there's no troll eating scenes in the movie.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, they think the only way for them to be happy is to eat a troll. So like one day each year they're like, word, I'm finna get a troll. And then the trolls were like, you know what, screw this, we're dipping. They like devise a plan and they get the hell out of there. Mm-hmm. 20 years go by and then a Gergen is like, ooh, mama, a troll behind you. And literally finds this troll and she's like, scoops him up and she brings him back to the village. She's like, look, gang, I got food to go.
We gotta try this out.
Yeah, she's like, we got troll at home.
Heat up the grill. I got a troll.
And, you know, shenanigans ensue. And basically at the end of the movie, everyone's like, you don't need to eat troll to be happy. Mm. Happiness is inside you. And then we've got Branch, the grumpy troll. He learns how to sing because singing killed his grandma.
Oh, Coco vibes.
Well.
Well, like, Coco vibes with it's singing's banned.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
But it wasn't banned. He just didn't like to sing.
Oh, got it.
Singing is what got them all captured, by the way. And so he was right. I hate to say that a man was right, but he was right. Mm-hmm. It's a really good watch. I'm going to watch two tonight. So maybe next week I'll have an update with that. But it was really good. To all the troll haters out there, maybe you should just watch it.
Trolls are friends, not food.
Literally.
Like, literally. That's what I'm getting from this. Well, I have... So, I was on trying to find different things on different platforms like you.
Okay.
Trying to figure out different shows to watch. I am all about a comfort show just because, like, I will rewatch something in a heartbeat.
That's sometimes my problem.
But I also don't necessarily watch as much TV as I would like. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to start normalizing watching TV. For me.
Normalize it.
But the thing is like, I watch Severance.
Yeah, she won't shut up about Severance.
I know she won't watch it, but...
I will eventually, one day.
Well, you're going to watch it like 5 years from now and be like, oh my gosh, Karis, you were so right.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
So Severance has me punching the air. Not going to go into detail because I will get mad all over again.
Okay.
But I started rewatching Outer Banks, which I know you haven't seen.
No, but you've probably seen about 10 times.
Yeah, okay, I haven't seen season 4 just because I kind of know what happens and I'm dreading it. Mm. One of my characters, I think, I don't think he dies, but from what I can tell, JJ goes missing. And JJ is probably one of the characters I can relate to the most. Mm-hmm. If not, I feel like we have a strong connection because, like, our personalities are similar. But
right.
I started rewatching it, season 1 last night. I'm sorry, they don't look like teenagers.
That's the problem nowadays. Teenagers don't look like teenagers.
They're straight up like...
30 years old.
Yes, 30 years old playing someone who's 16.
Yeah.
But also, me rewatching it kind of hurts because like, I know all the stuff they did would not fly IRL. And I know it's a movie and I know it's a show.
Yeah.
Or not a movie, but I know it's a show, but still... What do you mean you just stole a boat to go out in the middle of a storm where you would have died? Because if I wanted to, right now, as an adult, if I wanted to go steal a boat, I couldn't do all that. Well, I mean, maybe I could. But mm-hmm. It's like, then when I was in high school, I just went to school. Like, what happened to kids being normal?
But this is... fiction.
Yeah, that's what I have to keep in my mind. This is a show. It's Netflix.
My thing, though, is, like, with the teens not looking like teens, is I, the other night, on a whim, have you ever heard of Doogie Howser, M.D.? It's, like, like, a show from, like, the 80s or maybe, like, the early 90s. It's literally about, like, a kid genius who, like, becomes a doctor. He's, like, 16. The episode starts, the first episode, the pilot. He's newly 16. He's, like, trying to get his driver's license. The driver's instructor's, like, his mom's in the back seat, which is weird. His driver instructor's, like, what are you doing? Pull over. Like, there's an emergency up front. The dude, Doogie Howser, jumps out of the car, runs to this auto-pedestrian collision.
If you didn't know what that meant.
And is, like, this dude, if I don't if I don't fix this dude's leg right now, he's gonna get gangrene and lose his leg. The cops are like, kid, get the hell out of here. And he's like, you're gonna get charged for medical neglect. I'm a doctor. And he fixes this guy's leg, and this is how we like are introduced that like this kid's a genius and whatever. It's Neil Patrick Harris, if you know who okay. that is. And he is literally 16. He looks like a baby in this show. And it's very uncomfortable for me because I've only seen the first two episodes, and him and his friend are sex crazed. The amount of times they talk about doing it and like wanting to do it is crazy. It's two episodes. And I felt uncomfortable. I was like, okay, maybe this is why they have adults playing teenagers. Because, like, when you're seeing an actual teenager talk about it, you're like, ew, okay, baby.
You're like, stop.
Like, and obviously, you know, these are things that teenagers go through. It's like him going through puberty and whatever. Right. But it's like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. Because, you know, if you look at, like, all the Disney Channel shows, none of them, well, I mean, they were all kids, but a lot of those kids were older than what they were.
Jackson from Hannah Montana was a 30-year-old man.
Playing a teen who likes skateboarding and eating all the time.
Yeah, he was like 33.
What are we doing? I just...
We've lost the plot.
We've lost the plot of people being their age in movies and TVs. But, I mean, a lot, like you said, a lot of the kids nowadays just look older.
They do look older, a lot of the kids.
They're just...
But also, I think it has to do with, like, you know, studios and stuff not wanting to have to deal with, like, child labor laws.
That's valid. I mean, hey, I get it.
Can you blame them?
I get it. I mean, whatever. I want to mention this, like, what would you do in this scenario? But I really don't want to because I've been asking everybody lately. But I don't think, I even asked Chat. I'm friends GPT. With Chat GPT. I've always said this. No, I haven't always said this, but recently I've always said this. I want to name my kid Chat.
With a T.
C-H-A-T. Chat.
You can't do that.
I'm not going to. It just would be funny. That's Chat right
now. If you were in New Zealand or Australia, I think that should be a baby name that's banned.
What's one name you would ban?
Chat.
Oh, okay. Besides what I said. Like if you had to. I don't even know.
Precious.
Precious, come see mama, precious.
I think we should leave adjectives as adjectives. I don't think we should have adjectives as names.
That's like naming your kid nice. Come here, nice.
Yeah, or like sweet. Hey, sweet.
Come here, sweet.
Wait,
come here,
but
nice.
You know what name I actually really like for like a little girl is Candy, but it sounds like a stripper name.
Yeah, they have a whole store named Candies. It's like the chain, Candies.
Oh, is that a chain?
I would assume so. It's a local chain.
Yeah, the local chain.
No, Candy, yeah, that's Candy. Then you'd have to deal with someone calling Candy Cane.
Maybe that's the middle name.
That'd be Christmas version. Candy Cane.
Yeah, Candy Cane.
Candy. You could actually, honestly, there's a lot of things you could nickname the kid because you get candy during springtime for Easter, candy for Valentine's Day, candy for Halloween, which yeah. I think would probably be the most elite version.
Halloween candy.
I love Halloween. Like Halloween, I will geek on Halloween.
I do too. I love it. That's like my favorite holiday.
Same. It's like, okay, so.
It's Halloween, Christmas.
Same. Okay. So like, honestly, Halloween and Thanksgiving kind of go hand in hand for me.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Why?
I'm over it. I've had...
You don't like to eat food? That's all it is.
Maybe. I think it's like the people who make the food in my family have gotten a lot older, so the food's a lot more bland.
They're forgetting the seasoning.
And like the cousins haven't stepped up to like... stepped up to the plate, literally. So...
You have to spearhead Thanksgiving and bring it back.
Well, I'm literally working every Thanksgiving.
Oh, valid, yeah.
So I can't.
I can't say anything either. I'm working too. We work holidays.
Yeah.
No... Halloween, because why not get dressed up? That's the one thing.
I hate when people want to just throw on a bunny tail and some ears and call it a costume. No, paint your face, go all out. I want like a concept. I don't want a little green dress and a throw your hair in a bun and your Tinkerbell. No, babe. You're getting the wings. You're getting the little shoes with a cotton ball on it. Throw yourself with some fairy dust, and you need to have a Peter Pan next to you.
I also don't understand, like, I'm just going to be a cat. No, you're not. You're not just going to paint whiskers on and put some ears on.
If you're going to be a cat, like, paint your face like you're in the musical cat.
That's what I was going to say. Like, I literally want to see you up in a tree. Stuck. In a tree. Have to call the firefighter.
Oh, my God. Couples costume. Cat stuck in a tree and a firefighter.
That's
I love that.
Good.
I like that.
Noted. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay,
so Thanksgiving is tied for you. What's after that? What's your number two?
The reason that... Okay, I want to dive into this a little more. the reason that Thanksgiving and Halloween are same is because they're both fall time and I love fall.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, fall is, like, their main reason. It's because, like, Halloween and Thanksgiving are low-key close together to where I could still be dressing up, like, at, say, like, Renaissance Festival during Thanksgiving time.
Right.
Like, I feel like any of those, like, those 2 months are good to dress up.
Okay. I can see
and
that.
And if I saw someone on the street dressed up full vampire in during Thanksgiving week, not saying a word. Valid.
Okay.
Like, I'm not thinking twice because it's, like, those are... in my head, close together.
Got it.
Honestly, normalize dressing up for Thanksgiving in costumes.
As anything?
Whatever. Anything. Whatever you want. Okay. Like, whatever. Whatever your heart desires. But, okay, next in line. Like, I guess I have to say Christmas.
You don't have to.
Well, okay. I could say Valentine's Day. I enjoy
That's
it.
That's my three.
I enjoy Valentine's Day just because, like, why not? Like, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, you could also dress up for Valentine's Day. Like, if you want to dress up as Cupid in the office, like, go for it.
Yeah.
But I think Valentine's is just fun because why not? Like, you're just being appreciative of people.
Yeah, I hate when people are like, oh my God, Valentine's Day is a corporate holiday, da, 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 just to get you to buy chocolate and flowers and whatever. And it's like, okay, but that's every holiday.
But it's also like, the thing is people are like, well, you hear this from people all year long where they're like, well, you know, honestly, I could be romantic every day of the year. I don't have to just be romantic on Valentine's Day. Okay, then do it.
Right.
Do it, first of all. But two, okay, what's wrong with just having a day reserved
for love?
What's wrong with that? Like, I don't see the problem in it.
And this goes back to why are people against camaraderie?
Like, you're either for it or against it. And believe it or not, there are people that are against
it. Which is crazy. But no, I think I like Halloween because also I'm very excited for, like, if I ever get to own a house.
Yeah.
I want to hand out candy.
Yes.
And I'm going to hand out the big candy bars.
Yeah, we're not doing the little Snickers. Like, for me, I'm going full Reese's, Snickers bars, like, whatever you want, choose it.
But only take one.
Yeah.
Take one and dip.
I can't wait for when I get my own house and, like, whenever I have my own family and everything, I'm going to make my husband and kids participate in, like, a haunted house. But it'll be my house.
Oh, like so, in, like, your garage or something?
Yeah, like, put it out in the yard or something. Like, full blown do it.
I support that. I love that so much. Because there used to be this one house on my grandma's street that would... It wasn't a haunted house, but I was always scared to go up their driveway because there was, like, fog machines. Yes. And, like, animatronics moving. Mm-hmm. They were always dressed up, like, dad with an axe wound to his head. Like,
love that.
And I was scared, but I loved going up there because it was a vibe. Like, bring back the vibes of Halloween. Recently, Halloween hasn't been feeling like Halloween to me.
After COVID is where it kind of
Well, I have a theory that it's because cable TV is, like, obsolete. Back in the day, when everybody had cable, you'd see the same Halloween commercials. Halloween was always on ABC Family back before Freeform wanted to take over. I hate Freeform, by the way. Bring back ABC Family. And, like, you know, like, the stores were... Also, back then, I feel like the stores now are, like, it'll be Halloween and they already have Christmas stuff up.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me why Hobby Lobby, we will be in the middle of July, and there's some Christmas trees ready to be sold.
Yeah.
Put that up. Don't put it up until... But I'm also a firm believer, don't show me Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving.
That's how I am too. There's a lot of people now are putting their Christmas trees up like the day after Halloween.
That bothers me.
Which, while I do not like Thanksgiving, I do give it room to breathe. I let it take up space. I let it sit there. I let it exist. And I silently wait for Christmas. And I wait until after Thanksgiving. Black Friday is whenever I go put my stuff up.
Yeah, Black Friday, you know, have the Thanksgiving meal first. The Thanksgiving meal.
Let the turkey get cold.
Right. Put it in the fridge. Like, let it... Start putting it in the fridge and then, okay, then go pull the tree out. But I enjoy fall so much. I mean, we don't really even get a whole lot of fall here. But yeah. I enjoy it so much to the point where I'm like, I want to hang on to it as long as I can. Like, I like leaves. I like pumpkins. I like football games. It being a little cool outside. Mm-hmm. Shorts and a sweater type of vibe.
Love.
That's where I'm like... We just need to hang on to it. Like, let's slow down. The year's already flying by.
Yeah.
As is. Let's take a break. Let's enjoy the weather. It's getting cooler. It may not be that much cooler, but it's getting cooler.
Mm-hmm.
No need to sit here and rush to get Christmas. Because also, like you said, during Halloween, there's already Christmas stuff. But also, going back to the cable thing, I remember being so excited to watch Disney Channel because all the Disney Channel Halloween movies and all the episodes were coming out. And it's like, ooh, and it's all spooky Halloween. Tune in. Da, da, da.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoyed. They don't necessarily do that anymore. Then again, I'm not tuned into the Disney Channel.
Well, yeah, I don't know what Disney Channel even has going on now. Either. But now that everybody has, like, different streaming stuff, it's like nobody ever really gets to watch commercials or, like, are watching the same thing. So, like, back in the day when we would be, like, in middle school, you'd, like, go to school on Friday and be like, did y'all see that new Hannah Montana episode?
Yes, that was the talk of the town.
And, like, people were talking about it. And so you were, like, more in that mood of whatever holiday it was.
Well, there, like you, this goes back, like you said, camaraderie.
Bring back camaraderie. I'm so sick of, like, not having it. Where did it come from? Where did it go? Bring it back right now.
Cotton Eye Joe.
That part.
Like, there needs to be more things that get people, like, I mean, there are. There's, you know, there's sports, there's music, there's a lot of things. But we just need more, like you said, cable. I think we just need cable.
I think we should bring cable back. I'm tired of paying for all those streaming platforms too.
And the thing that bothers me about streaming platforms is that every time I ask somebody, hey, what is this on? It's always something different.
Or the one time you want to watch something and it's on not a single one. And yes. You've got to buy or rent it on YouTube. I'm not doing
Amazon,
that.
Amazon, yes. Like, no, I just want, we just need to have somewhere where everything is in one spot. We don't have to go to this one. You know what? Maybe that'll be my idea.
I think maybe we should just, like, create a public library type situation where every single piece of media is just available on it.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually very smart, and that would be...
I'm trademarking that, and I'm patenting it, so don't try.
Yeah, don't try her. Like, I witnessed this. It's not, like, she's public. It's going to be called, like, public...
Domain.
Public library.
Let's make everything public domain.
Public media outlet.
PMO. Don't PMO. But anyway, I think Candy's a really cute name for a girl.
I'm crying.
Oh my gosh,
Candy. Yeah, so also don't take that name because she may use it one day.
Yeah.
Candy. Oh, we haven't even said our names. We've never said who we were.
Your name. This is Karis.
This is Vanessa.
And we work together.
We work together at an unknown location.
At an unknown dislocation.
Wow. I was going to say an...
Undisclosed. Yeah,
I had a stroke. Undisclosed location. That's what I was trying to say.
Together.
Words can be difficult. Yeah, we've known each other for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
August will be 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She used to sit across from me. That's how we became friends, and that's how we started talking.
Now we sit diagonally back to back.
But we roll around. Well, I roll.
She rolls around. She rolls around and she lands in my cubicle like it's a landing spot.
Landing pad. You have the landing pad right next.
Yeah, it's not a landing pad. It's like the little mat where your chair goes on.
One thing about me, I'm going to use my chair to get around.
And she does. And she does.
I honestly think that I probably am the one who can get around with the most ease in my chair. Like, I don't see anyone else doing it.
I don't know if anyone else has tried.
That's on them, honestly. Like, they're missing out.
Scott?
No, he stands up and...
Yeah, he walks up and pushes it. That's different.
Nobody else rolls around.
I roll to the trash can, but it's really close to me. But yeah, no one else rolls around like Kara says. Kara's will go from point A to point B, and point B's like all the way across the office, and she's rolling the entire way.
When I go and say hi to Gabby and Corbin.
I'm saying rolling. People are going to probably assume that like you're pushing off and just rolling like to her end destination. She's literally like paddling with her feet, gripping onto her chair and like coming at you.
No, you're going to give them nightmares.
Well, I have nightmares from it.
Okay, it's not in a scary way.
Sometimes it is.
When you're not expecting it.
Yeah. Anyway, so we work together. We go on a lot of tangents.
Well, that's how most podcasts are, tangents. I mean, we've covered everything from our favorite holidays to what we would do if we were birds.
Yeah.
We've came a long way.
I think that's enough content for the day.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Hit that like and subscribe button.
And ring that bell.
You can find...